Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers about cow comfort on your dairy. The thing about cow comfort is simply removing the stress factors that might hinder the growth or production of your dairy herd. So, as you define cow comfort on your dairy, what factors are you going to look at? I want to encourage you just to take a walk around the dairy today and look to see if there are things that seem to be causing them some discomfort. Stamping of feet because they're trying to get away from some of the flies, or bunching together because they're trying to use that as a mitigation for fly control, or maybe it's because there's fresh air in one end of the barn but not in the other end of the barn. How much time should they spend laying down? Research tells us that, you know, we'd like to see about 13 to 14 hours a day. Are your cows laying down? Are they standing up? Again, you need to look at them at different times of the day to make those calls, but really, are they getting enough rest? If they're not getting enough access to the beds, that could be a problem, overcrowding on some of our dairies. It also could be an issue that stalls aren't the right size. We spend a lot of time talking about this, but if the stalls are really hindering the usage by the cows, you need to make changes. And sometimes it's something very simple. Sometimes the brisket board is just simply too close to the curb, or the neck rail is simply not adjusted correctly. So again, pay attention to cow behavior and look to see if she appears to be comfortable. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.